Thanks very much for having us. Good afternoon, everybody. And I'm not going to try and take the credit in the last 10 years for turning Manchester into an inclusive city. Manchester has been an inclusive city for at least 150 years, and one of the reasons it became one of the great cities in the Industrial Revolution was its willingness to welcome people from anywhere in the world as long as they were bringing something to the city, the willingness to work ideas. And that's going to be the future of Manchester as well, that willingness to accept people wherever they come from as long as they are willing to contribute to the city. And that's clearly something you are doing in this beautiful building, making sure that you use this building for your own use, yes, as a place of worship, yes, but is also something that contributes to the wider community. Mary Watson starts off with a little story about a mosque in Cambridge. I'll tell a story which my colleagues from North Manchester, Afzal Khan, Naeem Al Hassan, I think have heard already. It's a mosque I visited in Granada in Spain about 8 years ago. It's a mosque that was newly built, and it was the first mosque that had been built in Granada for something like 600 years. It's the first mosque since the former Muslim rulers of Granada and Andalusia had been expelled by the then King and Queen of Spain. So this new mosque was a very big thing within Granada. And the first thing that the people running that mosque did was to open it up to the whole of the community of Granada and to all of the visitors that came to that city. So one thing that I think Afzal will remember as well, because I persuaded them to do a few plantings at the mosque in Cheetham Hill, was it had a beautiful garden, and they also talked about the importance of the garden, of growing things to Islam. And I was looking around this as I arrived and thinking, where can I have a garden here? And the only place I can think of is up there. You've got a lovely flat roof. So in a few years, we'll come back and have a garden there I hope. I think that's an example of inclusivity, an example of openness. It's clearly a tradition that you are developing here. It is very, very welcome. I'm very happy to be here this afternoon, but more importantly, I'm very happy that other members of the Burnage and surrounding community are able to share this building with you. So thank you for that, and I wish you every success as you take that forward. Thank you very much.